Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mahesh Balachandran. I'm a part of the Bing API's PM team. Today, joining me are my colleagues, Saurabh Srivastava and Ronak Shah. We are here to talk about what kind of powerful search AI capabilities you can enable for your customers using Bing Search APIs. Before I get into the agenda, I want to start by thanking you all for the passion you show for Bing and for Bing APIs. We build features based on the feedback we receive from all of you. So thank you to our customers and partners worldwide who are watching this show. We have a power-packed agenda today. In this session, I'm going to talk about Microsoft Cognitive Services, and then I'm going to give a brief overview about Bing Search API capabilities. I'm also going to give some example scenarios, how our customers and partners worldwide are using our Search API capabilities. Then I'm going to invite Saurabh to talk about the vertical Search API capabilities we have. And Saurabh is also going to do a demo of Bing Custom Search, which is a which enables you to have a customizable search capability for your application experience. And then I'm going to invite Ronak to talk about the multimedia capabilities we have in Bing. And we will end this presentation with developer documentation and other information for you to consume. So Microsoft Cognitive Services. So Cognitive Services are pre-built AI APIs classified in five different categories as vision, speech, language, knowledge, and search. In this talk, I'm going to focus on the Bing Search APIs. As you see here, we have a lot of Bing Search API capabilities, right, from web search through custom search, and we have other vertical API capabilities what we have. And the last you see, Bing Local Business Search. It is a new product we just launched recently, a few weeks ago, in public preview. And for all these APIs and cognitive services, we offer free transactions for our customers and partners to check it out before you make a choice to go to the paid tier. So feel free to check out these. These are available as part of the Azure.com Microsoft Cognitive Services. So, as I speak, there are trillions and trillions of updates happening over web. Changes are made to facts, documents on the web, Twitter updates spanning the entire planet. Bing indexes the content available over web with our powerful indexing capabilities. We rank them and we provide relevant search results for you in near real time. You can leverage Bing's understanding of the world to build powerful and rich AI-driven scenarios to your customers. With Bing APIs, Bing APIs are used by many customers and partners around the world, and our APIs are not just fitted for one customer segment. We have startup to enterprise level companies who are using these powerful search AI capabilities for their application scenarios. And we process nearly a trillion API requests annually. So it's imagine the amount of call volume we process and cater to all the customers worldwide. And our APIs are available through SDKs. These are RESTful APIs. As long as you have an internet connection, it's very easy to hook up to these APIs. And guess what? It's not tailored to a particular platform or an OS. It works in different OS and platforms of a developer's choice. And we have all these SDKs available in different languages, as you see here. And you see at the bottom, a sample set of customers who are using these APIs. And over 100K developers are using these APIs through cognitive services, through both the free as well as paid offerings. Now, moving on, I'm going to talk about Bing Search, web search APIs, and then I'm going to talk about some customer scenarios, how our customers are using these APIs in their real-time application needs. So with Bing APIs, what you see here, it is a rich set of features, not tailored to just desktop, but for mobile experience as well. And in the screenshot, you see an example of the experience you get in Bing.com. So if you go to Bing.com today and then use a search keyword, you will see the results similar to what you see on the screenshot here. So in this example, as you see, we misspelled Bill Gates, and we have a powerful spell check capabilities which helps to correct spelling mistakes. That's what you see at the top of the result set, where we provide the spelling corrections, and we provide Bill Gates and the relevant results specific to Bill Gates. Then we also provide deep links and images. The beauty of web search API is, with a single call, we not only provide web results, but we also provide other vertical results like images, as you see here. We also provide news related to Bill. We also provide videos and related searches. So that's the, if anyone wants to have an end-to-end search experience, they can simply call the web search API and then get the result set, not only for web results, but also for other vertical results. This is an example of how the JSON response looks like. It's a collapsed version of JSON, as you see on the screenshot here, for the search criteria or keyword NASA. You see how the ranking response looks like, which can help customers to optimally place their result set according to their needs. I want to go back and give you some examples on some of the customers, how they are using these APIs. Before that, I want to talk about the spell check and auto suggest capabilities. With spell check, we have two modes you can use. One is the spell mode for searches, and the other is the proof mode for documents. So many companies around the world, particularly e-commerce, for example, are using the spell check API capabilities, because when we search for information, we tend to type things quickly, and we can misspell and do spelling mistakes, right? So spell check API has the capability where it can autocorrect spelling and provide the proper corrected spelling for the customers. Then the auto suggestion capabilities. So auto suggest will let you or your users to type less and do more. With auto suggest, we have a capability. For example, we understand the user intent based on the signals we receive. And for example, let's say in the coming week we have Thanksgiving, right? So when someone starts typing TH, we understand that a user must be looking for Thanksgiving related information or deals related to Thanksgiving, and then we automatically start providing automatic suggestions for Thanksgiving as the result set. So it is a powerful feature which helps the users. Now I'm going to talk about some of the scenarios. This is a scenario. AOL is using the end-to-end search experience using our API capabilities we have. In this example, if you go to AOL.com and then have a search term, they not only provide the web results, they also provide other vertical results. So with a single call to web search, they can get all the other experiences as shown in this example. Then comes Grammarly. Grammarly is an app that automatically detects potential grammar, spelling, punctuation, and word choices, and it is one of the most popular used site around the world. And Grammarly is using our powerful Bing search capabilities to detect plagiarism. And they use it as a plagiarism checker scenario on their website. Now, I'm going to introduce Saurav, and he's going to talk about other vertical search APIs, what we have, and he's also going to do a demo of custom search. Saurav, take it away.
Thank you, Mahesh. So I'm going to talk about three of the vertical APIs that we have. We'll do the demo later. Let's move on to the slides. So we are going to talk about our three vertical APIs, which are news API, local business search API, entity search API, and then we'll quickly cover a few of the scenarios in the industry, how different companies are using these APIs for. So let's look at news search API first. So as the name suggests, it's a simple API, vertical API for news vertical. If you want to search for any news related to a given topic, given search term, you provide that search term, and this API will give you the most relevant results for that topic. We give you capabilities of like refining results further. For example, you want to get results on a given topic, or if you want to get results only for from a given time frame, like any news article published on a given topic in the last 4 hours. So this API helps you get that. It also lets you get news in a given category, or it can help you get trending news articles on a given topic or in a given country. So this API provides you all those capabilities. We'll see a different interesting scenarios in which this API can be used and is being used in the industry in the next slide. But before that, let's look at the new API, Local Business Search API. It's a very interesting API we launched this month. It's an API which helps you search for the local businesses around you. So it helps you do queries like restaurants near me, hotels near me, or say Microsoft Store near me. So it can be used in any application in which your users might be referring to local businesses, or they might have to search for those local businesses, so you can augment that content in your experience. And last one is Entity Search API, which we released 1.5 years back. This is a very interesting API. It basically provides you a quick snippet, quick small description about an entity. I've taken Satya's example here, so it gives you a small card, his dominant image, his title, he's the CEO of Microsoft, his official website, and a description. So there are different use cases in which this can be used. One quick example is, let's say you are a news company in which there are news articles shown, and the different entities referred in those news articles. Many times what happens is that when people are reading those news articles, they leave your website, they go to a search engine, do the search to find out who these entities are, because they don't know every possible entity or person referred in that article. And few of them might not even come back to your property. So this API will help you create these snippets, these cards in your API itself. So, in your experience itself, so that your user can, you know, remain in your experience and they won't have to leave your property to go to a search engine to do searches. It helps you augment more content and keep your users within the context. Now, let's quickly look at the use cases of new search API I talked about. So this is a reputation management scenario. Many of our companies, people who have reached out to us, said they want to track how their companies are performing and can Bing APIs help them. So they want to find out the reputation of their company. So we have a very interesting use case in which how this can be done. So you can combine news API with one of another API that we have in Cognitive Services called as Text Analytics API. So I've taken an example for Microsoft and Office 365 here. Let's say you want to track how is the reputation of Microsoft, how is Microsoft performing. You give a search to Microsoft the news API, it will give you a bunch of news content. And once you get that news content, you can pass it on to Text Analytics API to get the sentiment around that content. So like you will send the snippet and the description, and news API will respond back saying, with the news article, and Text Analytics will take those news articles and give you sentiment saying, oh, it's positive or negative. So you can have a programmatic code running every day, which will help you track the reputation of your company. Is it positive or is it negative? So you can run that every day. Let's look at another scenario. It's a merchant validation scenario. So this is a scenario where our local API or entity search API are being used right now across the globe. So scenario being that if you are a company, a finance company, for example, and there's someone who wants to there are different businesses who want to onboard to your platform. So you want to validate that all these people are coming to your platform are really who they are. So what you can do, you can use this API and validate that the information they have provided is correct or not. For example, they gave you their name, address, and phone number. You can verify if it's the same phone number or not by making a call to the local API. Then you can actually also use it to augment more information. Let's say there is a company that came to you and they just provided their company name, but you can find out their address, their phone number, and other details from these APIs. So that covers our vertical APIs. Let's now look at our custom search API. So Mahesh gave an overview of web search API, which helps you extract information from the entire internet, like across so many domains. This is a slight variation of that API. What this API does is that it helps you create a search experience for your domain itself. So for example, you own a company, foo.com. There's a search box on top of your website, and you want to create a search experience so that when people do a search on that search box, you get results, and those results can be powered by Bing. And Bing can help you create that search box and the whole experience in just like 5 minutes. So custom search API will help you do that, and I will show you how. But quickly before I do that, I just want to call out the key capabilities of this API. So once you integrate with custom search API, you will be able to search for different pages on your website. You will be able to search for images on your website or videos, help your users formulate queries in a much easier way using our auto-suggest capabilities. And let's say you do not have bandwidth to create your own presentation layer, your own UX layer, you can use the pre-built UIs that we have already created, and you can always configure it in a way so that it gels very well with your existing presentation layer. Then we have a statistics plugin which helps you track how users are interacting with that search box. What are the queries they are doing? What are the kind of responses they are getting? And which countries they are making these queries from? So you can see all those things. And this thing is very important, right? Because it helps you understand what your users are doing on your website and helps you serve them better. And having a good search engine is important. And creating a search engine is one of the tough jobs in the industry. In the computer science industry, only few companies have a search engine. Bing can actually provide you all those capabilities wrapped in a simple API, and you can integrate it immediately in your experience in 5 minutes. So let's roll to the demo and quickly see. Before we go on to the demo, I just want to shout out to one of our partners, Temple University. Our university is using custom search API. So if you go to Temple University's website, the search results are powered by Bing Custom Search. This is just an example. There are different other companies as well which are using this API, and Bing is powering their searches. So let's now go to the demo and see how you can actually create a search engine for your domain in 5 minutes. So you will go to Cognitive Services, you will sign up for Custom Search API, you will come on to a UX like this, a portal like this. This is a configuration page. Here we will do all the configuration to create the search engine. And then after this is done, we'll click the publish button on top, and this will generate an endpoint for us that you can make a call to, and which will give you the search results back for a given query term. So let's quickly have a look at it. Let's say I want to create, I own the domain xbox.com, and I want to put a search box on it. So I will add the URLs I want to create a search experience on. So I'll add xbox.com. It got added. Now, one sec, let me refresh this thing. So basically, you go onto this UI. You will click on My Instances. You will see all your instances listing below. If you do not have any instance, you will create a new one. I had already created one, so I'll go onto that one. And I will add the domain xbox.com. So I've added xbox.com, and that's all the configuration which was needed. Now if I search anything, you will get results only from xbox.com. So on this UI on the right, we can validate whatever changes we have done. So let me search for, say, Xbox here. So if you see all the results here, they're coming from xbox.com. If you want to see, so these are web pages. If you want to see images, so these are all images coming from xbox.com. You see videos. All videos coming from that domain. So by just doing one simple thing here, we just created a search engine for a domain. We provide a lot of extra capabilities on top of it to give you more control. How do you want to show the search experience on your website? A quick example would be, let's say you want to block a certain web page. Let's say Xbox 360 is old one. We have a new consoles coming out now. So I will block this one. It will ask me, do you want to block the full Xbox domain or a specific path? I will say, no, I want to block Xbox 360 path. So when I press this, and if I search again, and by the way, in the meantime, see, we have moved on to the block tab, and Xbox, we have added this URL, so this is in the block list, and this Xbox 360 is not showing up here. We also provide capabilities like pinning certain results. So this is very helpful if you are trying to run some kind of campaigns. So let me see. So let's say you're running a campaign, and for certain query terms, you always want certain results to show up on top. So I don't know, let's do a query for Forza. And for this query Forza, let's say, I want to show this result in which we are selling a bundle of Xbox with Forza Horizon 4. I will just say pin this to top, and if you notice that for this query Forza, this result is pinned on top. And if I do the query again, this result comes on top. So we support multiple regex patterns here, like it could be the exact query or query starting with this, query ending with this, or somewhere in between. So help you do maintain all those kind of campaign that you might be doing, and you can power certain, boost certain results on top. So we provide these capabilities. So this way, you can actually are in the controlling seat of your results. Now, let's quickly look at other things you can do. For example, I mentioned that you can help your user formulate queries in a better way. So we have auto-suggest capabilities where you can provide your own suggestions, or you can flip this switch to get suggestions from Bing as well. So I have given two suggestions here, like Game of Thrones or Forza, and I've also flipped the switch on. So when now someone searches for anything, say game, so it will try to pull results from what I have provided. You see Game of Thrones from user-defined suggestion, and there are a few suggestions coming from Bing. You also have control of like blocking certain things if you don't like them. So you get that experience as well. So this kind of covers few of the configuration things that I was talking about. Now let's see how do you integrate on your website. So there are two ways to do it. One is that you can publish this result using this button on top. And once you publish that, it will create a JSON endpoint. You will take that endpoint, and once you make a call with a query to on that endpoint, you will get the JSON response back, and you can integrate those results in your presentation layer. But let's say if you do not have the bandwidth, you do not have resources to create the UI, you can actually use the hosted UI that we provide. So if you see here, we have a tab called Hosted UI. And when we go here, it will allow me to choose different layouts, different color themes. So for example, like I've taken this layout, you can choose different color themes. We also support color themes that are so that we take care of all kind of accessibility issues. So we do support that. You can put your company's logo, your company's name. So a lot of controls, change fonts and other things. Once you are done with this and you publish this thing, we will actually give you an endpoint that you can host in an iframe. So let's see the hosted UI, how does it look? So this is the endpoint that will get generated for you. And if you put it in an iframe, that's all you have to do to create a search experience. And you will have this native AI UI integrated. So I actually already created a page in which I have integrated this experience. So here is an example. So let's say I own this company, Contoso Extreme Gaming. I want to create a search box on this. So let me start from scratch here. So first, let me show you how much code I had to write to integrate search here. And then we'll see how search results are coming up. So let me right click and do view source here. And if you see, and look at this div. This iframe is referring to that URL I showed you. That's one line of code. You add that one line of code to your HTML page and you have a search box ready for you. So we did that. Now we have the search box. If I search anything here, the results are coming from the domains I've added. So when I added a couple of domains, xbox.com, Minecraft, and Microsoft Store. So you're getting results from there. You can get images. You can also have control over like what kind of images you want to show. For example, you just want to show images of a specific predominant color tone, so yellow, you can do that. You can see videos, all those things. So all that experience got built in with that just one line of code which got generated for you. So that covers what I want to talk about in terms of how to configure custom search and how to integrate in your UI. Now let's quickly have a look at how do you like measure the success of this thing? How do you measure how people are interacting with this experience? So going back to our customsearch.ai website, if you go to this tab statistics, you can actually see what are the queries people are doing, and you can see the query patterns. You see like, hey, my query volume is increasing, decreasing, people are engaging with my search box. You can see what the top queries are. And this way, this will help you understand what your users are actually doing on your website and serve them better. Then you also have a view of where your users are located, which countries they're from, what kind of responses they're getting. So it's kind of a complete SaaS solution for you that you can integrate in your website. So that should cover everything about the custom search API.
So that's great. Yeah. Thank you very much, Saurabh.
Yeah, thank you.
As you saw, it was very simple. It is within few minutes, you will be able to create a customized search experience using Bing Custom Search. And as long as a company has a website, you can easily use custom search to make it as a site search or vertical search experience. And many customers around the world are making use of these custom search capabilities. And also, as you saw in the demo, we don't leave the login inactive for a long time. We just try to refresh it quickly. So we have to re-log in because we take care of security very seriously, like all the other login accounts does in this world. So with that, I wanted to switch gears. We talked about Bing Web Search. We talked about some of the vertical APIs, and we also talked about custom search. Now I'm going to introduce Ronak to come and talk about the multimedia API capabilities we have and also the developer documentation. Ronak, take it away.
Hey guys, this is Ronak. Thanks, Mahesh, for introduction. I'm going to talk about multimedia APIs. One of the things that is fascinating nowadays is how we are engulfed by images and videos, right? All the multimedia content that we have with us. You go to YouTube, you go to Facebook, you go to Twitter, you see videos and images everywhere, right? Good thing is that we have a bunch of capabilities to handle that scale. And when I talk about scale, according to some statistics, there are 1 trillion images taken every day. Every hour, there are 75 hours of videos posted on the web. That is so much of data, and that's so much of a huge scale. It's like ginormous. And when you have so much data, you need to have a ginormous index as well, right? And that's what Bing provides. Bing has capabilities to index billions and trillions of images and videos around the world. We have 3 different APIs here. As you can see, we have Image Search API, Video Search API, and Visual Search API. When you think about these APIs are not just API endpoints. They're like suite of capabilities. So for example, when you think about Image Search API has 3 different endpoints. The first endpoint is basically when you query something using text. For example, NASA, you will get images from NASA. The second endpoint is around trending images. There is so much happening around the world. There are so many activities happening. People are liking some images. People are interacting with images in different ways. So this endpoint will give you trending images from the social media at that particular moment. And the third one is image insights, wherein you give an image and it will tell you where is that image hosted on the web. This is like finding a needle in the haystack I was talking about, that you have like trillions of images. How do you know which image is coming from where? And it will also provide you some other information around what is the format of the image, what is the size of the image, so on and so forth. Video Search API is pretty similar. It does all these capabilities on top of video API. So it has a traditional endpoint wherein you search for a query and then it will provide you videos from the world. The second one is trending videos, which is similar to trending images, wherein it will give you videos which are trending on social media at that particular moment. And the third one is video insights, which is again pretty similar to image insights, wherein if you give a URL of the video, it will tell you where the video is coming from, what is the size of the video, what is the format of the video, it will tell you description, title, so on and so forth. So one of the points that I'm trying to make here is that when you think about images and videos, you should think about scale. That is number one. It's so huge. And the second one is about this capabilities is a bunch of, it's a bunch of capabilities. It's a suite of capabilities, basically. You should not think about just traditional search wherein you are entering a query and you are getting images and videos back. It's much more than that. It's like trending videos, trending images, information from the world, so on and so forth. The last API that we have is the Visual Search API, which is the latest addition to our cognitive portfolio in terms of multimedia APIs. Now, the way to differentiate Visual Search API with Image Search API is that Visual Search API takes image as an input, right? If you think about traditional image search, it's still about giving a text as a query and then getting images back. But Visual Search is more about you give an image and you get a bunch of capabilities around that, which we're going to talk about in some detail in the next couple of slides. So let's say you are building an application where you want to integrate with the camera. And that camera will take a picture, and you can do processing of that and provide a bunch of capabilities. You use Visual Search in that kind of an application. The first one is around shopping experience, as you can see on the left-hand side. Well, let's say your user goes to his friend's home and takes a photograph of the couch. And with this API, you can serve shopping resources from the world. Like, so you will get similar looking couches from the web, which you can buy. The second one is around entity identification at the middle of the slide, wherein you can get information around different entities, for example, landmarks and animals and celebrities and around flowers and plants and so on and so forth. Basically, this is about knowing the world around you. In this particular case, we have a photograph of the Golden Gate Bridge. And this particular API understands that this is Golden Gate Bridge. And it also understands that this concept is related to San Francisco. Because Bing has so much information from the world, it understands that Golden Gate Bridge is in San Francisco. And as I told you, this works for multiple things like celebrities and animals and flowers and plants and so on and so forth. The third one is around understanding what is there within the image. So if you look at the photograph on the right-hand side, there is a photograph of the dining table. And you can see what kind of concepts are derived by looking at that image. So you can see that this is in the dining room. This is a dining table, and it's a part of a dining set. Like, these are the concepts that you can look at from the image. And then you have similar images from the world. So let's say you are in the funnel where you are trying to buy the dining table. In that case, you can check out different concepts from the similar images. You can zero in on one particular design, and then you can buy using the shopping resources. We do not stop here in Visual Search API. There are a bunch of other capabilities that we have. For example, here in this particular scenario, we have one image where we are providing annotations and related searches. So you can see that it says that this is a yellow furniture. It also says that this is a cottage style furniture, so on and so forth. What you can do with this is, if you are in retail, you can provide us this image and you can get this annotations and related searches back, which you can now go and index so that when your user is searching for cottage style furniture, you can surface this product. Visual Search API also detects and deciphers barcode and QR code. So in this particular case, it's about a book, and we can surface that, okay, this is the book, and you can buy this book from here. And finally, this is about web source information. So let's say you have an image, which is Contoso in this case. It will provide you information around where is that image hosted across the web. There are two ways you can use that. One is, let's say you are writing some article and you want to use a particular image. You would like to understand whether that image has some copyright associated with that or not. In that case, you can provide that image and you can get information around where that is hosted, and then you can basically check out the copyright terms. The second one is, let's say you have your own images and you have some copyright on top of that, or you have some terms of usage and you want to make sure that people who are using this image, they abide to terms of usage. So in that case, you can, again, call this API, figure out where is that image hosted, and then you can figure out whether the use of your logo is abiding to your terms of use or not. So we talked about a bunch of capabilities that you can do with image, video, and visual search APIs. We just wanted to provide you a couple of examples of how this is being used in the industry right now. So example here is Airbnb, and I'm sure everybody knows Airbnb, and you would have booked your vacation rentals on Airbnb as well. One thing about Airbnb is that it wants to provide you authentic listings, and it also wants to provide you listings which are kind of exclusive in nature, right? So one thing vacation rentals company can do is basically they can use Visual Search API, figure out whether this information is available somewhere else or not. If that information is available somewhere else, you can check whether that is authentic or not, and you can also check whether that's exclusive listing or not. The second example we have is around WhatsApp, and WhatsApp is basically the fabric of social media right now. Everybody uses WhatsApp for interaction. And WhatsApp is using our Image Search API for providing you group icons. So let's say there is a group created for Xbox enthusiasts, and you want to have a representative image as the group icon. You can go to WhatsApp, you can search for Xbox, and these images will be provided to you. You can select one of the images, and that will serve as the group icon in WhatsApp. Now, having talked about all these applications in Airbnb, WhatsApp, in retail industry, so on and so forth, one of the things you might be thinking is, how do I get started? So we're kind of switching gears here. I'm talking about our open source presence and how our documentation look like. So here we have three different buckets. We have Swagger Specs, we have class definitions, and then we have packages. So Swagger Specs are nothing but a JSON representation of your APIs. So you have this representation, you can use this for documentation, and you can also use for creating SDKs by yourself. So if you're starting from scratch, you start from Swagger Specs. We have class definitions built on top of the Swagger Specs, and these class definitions are available in four different languages. They're available in C#, Node.js, Java, and Python. So let's say you are building an application where you want to authenticate using your workflow, and then you want to use Bing Search APIs within that. Then you can use class definitions and create your SDKs or your application in four different languages. we do not stop that. We have packages after that. So we have NuGet packages, we have PyPI packages, Maven and NPMJS as well. So you can start with packages. That's the easiest way to start typically because you don't need to construct or destruct any of the instances. Everything is kind of taken care for you. You just make a call and then all the instances are created for you just to pass the object in that case. Now, one of the things that I want to do is I want to show you how developer document looks and I want to show you a demo. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover this as a part of my demo. And we can switch to the other box here. Okay, so before I go into developer document, I just wanted to show you how do you land up on the search API. So this is our cognitive services page here, where you can see different offerings in under vision, knowledge, language, speech, and search. When you click on search, you see a bunch of Bing APIs. So you have web search API, custom search API, and all the other APIs that we talked about in this presentation. I'm going to anchor this discussion on visual search. So when you click on visual search, you will have this page opening up. This has a nice looking demo here. This is the interactive widget, and in this particular case, it's talking about a scenario wherein when you upload an image on the left-hand side, you get shopping resources across the web. And there are five different things that we talked about in this particular demo. And all the Bing APIs, by the way, have this interactive demo and widget. You can get started for free with all the Bing APIs. You have like 1,000 queries per month free available. So you can click here, get subscription key, get started. You can also get a subscription on the ongoing basis from here. But I wanted to focus on developer guides. When you click on this developer guide, you will see this page opening up where we talk about what is visual search, first of all, in overview. And then we have quick starts available in four different languages for the REST API, and we also have quick starts available for SDKs. We do not stop there. We also have tutorials available. For example, you can see a single page web app. So let's say you are creating an application, let's say web app, and you want to incorporate visual search into that. You can use the source code that is available here, and you can get started. This is, again, like a single click kind of a copy. You provide subscription key, and you can get started. What I want to do is I just wanted to show you how easy it is to get started with Visual Search API. So for example, when you click on first query in C#, you will see a code here. What you do is you just click on copy here, paste the code in your favorite IDE. I have used Visual Studio here, for example. Right? I just copied the code. I just provided subscription key and provided the image path for this particular image here. Right? So this is the image, and you can see that there are so many things available within this image, right? There is Satya Nadella at the center of the image, and then there is Microsoft logo at the back, and then there is OCR of Microsoft, and there is a bunch of fashion objects here, as in pair of glasses, blazer, jeans, so on and so forth. So when you provide this image as an input to Visual Search API, with a single call, you get the JSON response back. And this is how your JSON response looks like. Right? So look at this. I mean, you have information around pages including, which I talked about, wherein you give an image, you'll get information around on what pages this particular image is available. And look at the richness of data here. I mean, you have information around what is the name of that page, what was the date published, content URL, host page URL, content size, encoding format, so on and so forth. So there is so much richness in the JSON response. Going down a bit more, we have information around more sizes, right? So it will provide, let's say you have a smaller resolution of image and you want to have a bigger resolution or high resolution of that particular image, you can have high resolution as well. Going further down, we have information around different objects, right? So I talked about presence of glasses, I talked about presence of jeans and then blazer. So what this does is this provides you all these tags that these things are present in that particular image along with bounding boxes. So what you can do is when you're representing this to your customers, you can basically show these bounding boxes and then you can provide similar products for them. And finally, it also detects the Microsoft logo. So you have Microsoft logo coming through text recognition. This is Microsoft. And if you remember, the image is so blurry here. Then also we are able to do OCR and figure out. So this is Microsoft coming from OCR. And one thing I want to summarize here is that with this single API call of Visual Search, you get a bunch of information, like where is that image coming from, similar images, who is there in the image, like Satya Nadella, then what kind of fashion objects are available, and we can also do OCR on top of that. So it's a suite of capabilities that we have on top of this. This experience, by the way, is also live on Bing.com. So you can go here, for example, this is one of the images of Satya Nadella, and it says here that this is Satya. Right, it understands that the Satya is available here, and then it detects a bunch of objects. So for example, you can see these green dots here. These are kind of the fashion objects which are present here, and it will provide you similar products across the web from there. So this is pretty much it about the Visual Search API and the kind of documentation that we have. The conclusion here is that you can basically get started with any of the Bing APIs literally within 5 minutes. I'm going to hand it over to Mahesh now for wrapping the session.
Thank you very much, Ronak. As you saw, we have a world-class documentation available, and we have developer guides, we have quick starts, and also we have inbuilt demos as part of the Azure.com cognitive services search experience. So feel free to check it out, and you can also sign up for all these services free today, where you get 1,000 transactions. You can try it out using our quick starts, and then you can build your applications. Now, we talked about, Ronak talked about the multimedia capabilities, talked about how powerful the visual search API scenarios are. In fact, visual search is really gaining a lot of momentum, and it's an easy to implement application in a mobile scenario where you can just, for example, I have a picture of this watch. I can just use visual search capabilities to identify what kind of watch I'm wearing, along with the entity recognition, and also providing similar products or similar images associated with that. So please try out these APIs. Now, I also want to share you some of the resources. You can go to the aka.ms Bing AI where you can get started. And also, you can check out the latest previews. We have products that we put in private previews before we go to public preview and GA. So feel free to check out the latest previews. If there is an interest, contact us. And also provide feedback. We create products based on the feedback, as I mentioned earlier, that we receive from our customers and partners. So your feedback is super critical for us to build the next thing that can help you. I'm going to talk about some of the Bing API use cases. If you look at this slide, we have different scenarios. The opportunities are endless here, and you see technology companies around the world are using our APIs to create a rich SERP or vertical search experiences. We have custom search, which enables a site search or a vertical search experiences where it's very easy to implement. As Saurav was showing, in few minutes you can implement a custom search. We have a lot of tourism and finance industries using our powerful web or image capabilities, as you saw in some of the examples. We have digital forensics, technology companies. Digital forensics is turning to be very big, and a lot of technology companies are using some of these scenarios. And we have education, we have retail, entertainment, and we have APIs like local business search, which are used for merchant validation type of scenarios. And we also have trending topics where we give you in near real time trending topics of images, news, and videos, which are used by many publishers around the world. And for me, on the right, recently over the last few weeks, one particular article that came in search engine land really caught my attention, where an augmented reality artist using Bing web search API capabilities and image search API capabilities is creating sculptures using Bing search. So this is one of the scenario we don't even know that somebody can use our API in this type of context. So we were really amazed to see how people are thinking, how developers, customers, partners around the world are thinking of enabling many different scenarios using these powerful Bing AI capabilities. So feel free to check out our APIs. I want to end with the quote, "Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I am possible." This is one of my favorite quote, given, you know, the opportunities, as I was saying earlier, are endless. I cannot wait to see the next big thing you're all going to build. Thank you all.